enjoy the ride. Least I'm enjoying the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600. Call Dave now at 822-1600. That's 734-822-1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham! Talk 1600. Again, this show will be up in podcast form for you at DaveJanda.com by tomorrow morning, Monday morning, and that's where you come in. Download those interviews and network them to anyone and everyone you know. We had Dane Whittington on our show about a month and a half ago, and the positive feedback was enormous. Folks were demanding that we get Dane back as quick as we can, and we got Dane back. Dane Whittington has a background in solar energy. He is a former employee of the Bechtel Power Corporation and has a background in renewable energy. Dane's personal residence was actually featured in a cover article in the world's largest renewable energy magazine, Home Power. I believe Al Gore's home was, or homes have never been featured in that. He also owns a large wildlife preserve next to Lake Shasta in Northern California. Dane put all of his focus, efforts, and energy on the geoengineering issue when he began to lose very significant amounts of solar uptake due to the ever-increasing solar obscuration caused from jet aircraft spraying in the skies above his forest home. Dane also noted significant decline in forest health was occurring and appeared to be accelerating. He then initiated extensive testing and research into the geoengineering issue, and which started back in 2002. Dane is the lead researcher. Great website, geoengineeringwatch.org. And really, Dane has investigated all levels of geoengineering, from stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, so-called SAG, S-A-G, to HARP, that we've also discussed in the show with Dr. Nick Begich. He has appeared in numerous films, radio interviews to educate the public on the extremely dire environmental and health dangers we face on a global level from geoengineering. Dane, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Thanks for having me back, Dave. Thanks for your willingness to continue covering this ever more dire issue.
No, because, you know, Dane, the mainstream won't go near it. And the mainstream won't go near it because they're owned by the syndicate that's involved in this, I believe. Is that paranoia or is that fact, you believe?
It's absolute fact. And again, in issues related to climate engineering, I'm not sure you got my email I sent you this morning, but when people are trying to really decipher whether mainstream media at this point is trying to disclose the severity of climate implosion that's also related to the damage done by geoengineering, or whether they're trying to hide it, mm-hmm. the population should consider this. We have an Arctic ice extent that's plunging into record low territory right now. The only major publication that has addressed this issue so far is the Washington Post. We don't see it anywhere else, Weather Channel. Nobody's talking about it. This is an unfolding global cataclysm, again, directly related to much of the damage done by climate engineering, not just climate engineering, but that's a huge factor. We don't hear anything about it, Dave. So at this point, they're simply trying to hide the severity of what's unfolding from the public as long as possible. Climate engineering is one of the tools they're using to hide what's unraveling. And at the same time, climate engineering is making the very situation they're trying to hide worse, not better.
So, Dane, every week we get tens of thousands of new listeners all across the world. I mean, our internet footprint is getting very large. So let's go back and let's give them some fundamentals and some foundation here for our discussion. Define geoengineering or climate engineering as you describe it.
Climate engineering is the deliberate attempt to manipulate Earth's climate systems. We're not guessing that this is going on. We know positively it's going on. We have 750-page congressional documents to prove it. We have presidential documents, historical documents. We have mountains of data, lab testing, film footage of these tankers spraying at altitude, up-close photographs of the nozzles mounted on the pylons directly above the engine exhaust stream. So what are the purposes of this, Dave? Many, many layers to that onion. Weather warfare, an attempt stated by the government themselves on the congressional documents to decide where it rained too much, where it rained too little, an attempt to play God with the weather, period. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, this all comes down to power and control, who's behind it all. All roads lead to the central bankers, those who print the money. And again, the damage already done is cataclysmic and irreversible in any time frame that matters. And I'm not negating the fact that the human race has done a great deal of damage in many forms. I'm not denying that. But I'm saying this particular intervention is the greatest assault on the planet and the life support systems of all.
And how long has it been going on, Dane?
We know at least 70 years. Congressional documents prove this. And in regard to the damage that's unfolding right now, and this is extremely nonlinear, it's important people understand that. What's happening in our climate is happening at unimaginable speed. Headline from Washington Post from 2 days ago, scientists are floored by what's happening in the Arctic. Why is it so important what's happening in the Arctic, which climate engineering is making worse, not better? As the Arctic ice blows apart, and we may in fact have an ice-free Arctic this year, try to hide that headline, and they know they can't hide that. That's why they're racing desperately to do damage control right now. But if the ice blows apart, then the albedo is lost, the reflectivity, then the ocean absorbs 90% of the sun's incoming thermal energy instead of deflecting it. That thaws methane on the seafloor. We think a massive methane expulsion has already occurred. That methane goes into the atmosphere, begins to cover the planet like a layer of glass. And if we continue on that course, Venus syndrome, a scientific term called Venus syndrome, will be the ultimate outcome. And I stress to your listeners, this is not about Al Gore or carbon credits, both of which are shams. This is about simple, real damage done to the climate and the Earth's life support systems by many sources, but climate engineering being at the top of the list.
So, Dane, educate us. How has geoengineering caused this Arctic situation?
It's been one of the major causal factors, and I would argue mathematically the greatest single causal factor, but not the only one. Climate engineering radically alters upper-level wind currents, which then in turn alters ocean currents. We have warm water now pumping straight into the Arctic, which is thawing formerly frozen methane on the seafloor. Also, climate engineering, the particulates sprayed into the atmosphere from jet aircraft, and we absolutely know this is happening. We have film footage of it and all the other data I already mentioned. That shreds the ozone layer. We believe mathematically, and the data backs us up, the greatest single cause of ozone damage on the planet is absolutely climate engineering by far, not the CFCs that we've been led to believe was the major causal factor. They're a problem, but pale in comparison to climate engineering. So we have massively intense UV radiation now baking the planet, burning the bark off of trees, killing foliage, killing insects, causing skin cancers, and killing plankton, warming the sea surface wherever it hits. So we have that feedback loop going on. We have the toxic metal particulates poisoning soils and waters, which kills the boreal forests. We have a more electrically conductive atmosphere, which is causing more lightning, and specifically dry lightning, which causes yet more forest fires, which feeds more carbon into the atmosphere, which further feeds that feedback loop. From every direction, Dave, I could go on and on. Climate engineering is causing cataclysm on our planet.
So to those folks, Dane, that deny geoengineering or climate engineering, and they look up in the sky and they see this checkerboard pattern. It's what it looks like, actually, checkerboards of these. What they'll say is, well, those are just contrails from a jet. That's nothing nefarious going on up there. What do you say to them, Dane?
The greatest lie ever perpetrated on populations of the planet is the contrail lie. I would challenge those people on an extremely cold day. You could be in the Arctic at 50 below, and your breath condenses. Do you walk a mile down a road and have a cloud hanging behind you? No, that's not the way condensation works under those circumstances. And we know the engines on all commercial aircraft, all of them, and all military tankers are high-bypass turbofan jet engines, jet-powered fan. Challenge anyone. Look at the tutorial on our website that outlines the characteristics of that jet engine. By design, it's nearly incapable of producing any condensation trail except under the most extreme circumstances. So, again, for those who don't want to believe, you simply haven't done any research, or you're simply trying to stay in denial, because we have photographs up close of these nozzles mounted on the pylons directly above the engine exhaust stream, film footage of these tankers turning on and off at altitude. You can't turn condensation on and off. And the simple physics of these trails can only be produced by a particulate spread into the atmosphere, period.
And what's in that particulate, Dane?
We don't know all of the elements there, because unless you know what you're looking for, Dave, you can't. A lab will only look for what you instruct them to look for. But what we do know is there are the primary elements listed in geoengineering patents: aluminum, barium, strontium, lead, manganese, a long list of heavy metals. We know polymer fibers are there, also listed in geoengineering patents. And Dave, have you seen the massive landscapes or cobwebs that cover these landscapes that are happening more and more?
I have. Have you seen?
So unless spiders are making webs now out of aluminum and barium and polymer fibers,
right.
This is not spider webs. And we have so many institutions, Dave, in academia that are doubling down on the lie because at this point they're so invested in the lie they can't turn back. They simply are all committing themselves completely to the lie because to admit to it now would be to admit that they've been lying the whole time. So,
and actually, cases, and Dane, it would also dry up all their funding, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, in this case, since the funding is coming from the central banks, for those people who, if they break ranks, it would.
It's gone.
Yeah, you're right in that regard. If they break ranks, I'm sure any umbilical will be cut. And this is the same even with the so-called environmental groups. And again, I'm a staunch environmentalist, but I simply would argue that if the house is burning down, why wouldn't we focus on that instead of mowing the yard, you know, and doing some menial task? We have to deal with the most important issues. And on the environmental groups, Dave, they are absolutely hiding from this issue because they're afraid, as you just correctly stated, that they will lose their 501c3 nonprofit, lose their funding. So they're simply towing the line and pretending this isn't happening.
So what do you say to the people who say, okay, I've gone to Dane's site, I've looked at his extensive research, and geoengineeringwatch.com, .org for folks. Okay, I get it. But so these people that are doing this, they'll say, well, don't they realize what they're doing? Because they're essentially blowing up the planet, including themselves.
You know, it's good to bring up that question because that's a primary line of thought that causes many people to just remain in denial. And I challenge those people, how many examples of the central bankers, those behind the curtain, doing this to themselves do we need? And we have, again, Fukushima is a primary example that may kill us all if nothing else does first or something else doesn't first. And we're building 60 more nuke plants. We're putting formerly retired nuclear power plants, some in Belgium with as many as 16,000 cracks, fissures in the reactors that are known, and they're putting them back online. This type of insanity is business as usual. How many nuclear weapons do we have? Enough to exterminate life on Earth mathematically 12,000 times over. I could go on and on and on. And so the argument that many people try to make that those in power would not do this to themselves simply doesn't hold water because they crave power so totally that the consequences of their actions are irrelevant to them. They will try to retain that power no matter what until the bitter end, and we are headed toward that bitter end if we don't change courses immediately.
So, Dane, I was contacted by an Air Force general, retired, very high-ranking, who was actively involved in weather recon for the Air Force. And here's what he told me. When it comes to this this contrail issue, quote, Dave, they are not jet contrails. They are not. There is no doubt about it, end quote. He went on. They are real chemtrails. And then I asked him, General, who's behind it? And he said, quote, the New World Order group that you talk about, the globalists, are the ones behind it, end quote. Do you have any disagreement with what he told me?
None whatsoever. And again, this is where, at this critical moment in time, I would challenge everyone, all your listeners, to consider what is your top priority. Of all the things people are doing, the vast majority of activities people are engaged in are simply arranging deck chairs on the Titanic. We have to deal with this issue. We have to. And every one of us can make a big difference if we simply put the rubber to the road.
And let's talk about how our listeners do that. Because, I get the concern from you, Dane, that it's not just occurring, but we're late in the game here. Am I wrong in that assessment?
Extremely right. Mathematically speaking, if we stay on this exact course and the conditions do not become even more nonlinear than they are right now, we're looking at extremely short-term global extinction, total global extinction. That's a mathematical fact if we stay on this horizon. When I say that, people think centuries or many decades. Right now, the best frontline Arctic scientists are stating and have mathematically calculated that we're looking at a northern hemisphere that won't support life likely past 2030, if not much sooner than that, if we stay on this course. And again, to back that up, I challenge people to look at statistics we already have. We've lost nearly 60% of Earth's wildlife, almost two-thirds, in the last 40 years, and that rate is accelerating rapidly by the day. Methane is spewing right now out of the Arctic, climate engineering making it worse, not better. There's about 50 feedback loops in full swing right now. So the bottom line is this. We have a gaping hole in the bottom of the ship. If we don't all focus on that first and foremost, nothing else will matter. Quite simply, nothing else will matter. So everybody has a tremendous amount of potential to help this situation, Dave, if they would simply get a little bit up to speed. You can watch one or two presentations. We have them posted on the front page of geoengineeringwatch.org. And by the way, we don't sell anything. We're non-political. Get a little bit up to speed on your information and pass on. This is very important. Pass on credible data to others. Don't just tell them in a very panicked tone, because that tends to shut people down, as you know. But if you pass on credible data that they can look at, that they can think about, they can examine and chew on, that's what helps to wake people up. And what's unfolding right now, and this is most critical, what's unfolding right now, starting with the Arctic and the collapse of the ice that's accelerating right now, that can't be hidden much longer. Power structure knows it, makes them even more dangerous than ever. Who knows what cards they'll play at this point, perhaps instigating World War III to try to distract the population from what has been done to them. Mm-hmm. All of us have been damaged physically from these aerosols, these toxic metal aerosols, highly dangerous to our system. So this is a fight for light, Dave.
Well, it's interesting. You know, the elements that you mentioned that are in these aerosols are the same heavy elements that are in vaccinations that we just spoke of last half hour with Dr. Shiv Chopra.
They are, and these elements have what's called synergistic toxicity, so they're highly toxic of themselves. Mm-hmm. When you combine them, they become much more toxic still. And for the listeners, again, I would challenge them, please verify everything I'm saying. I don't want anybody to believe anything I'm saying. I want them to look. We have the military right now being instructed. They're doing war games training to prepare for societal collapse and climate biosphere implosion right now. Headlines to back that up. So, again, those in power are preparing for what's unfolding right now, and we have to all pull together to try to expose this issue first and foremost, and if we can, that's our best chance to take a leap in the right direction.
So, Dane, give our listeners a battle plan of whether they're in Michigan or whether they're in California or whether they're in Bangladesh or Britain, Great Britain, or Japan. Get us a battle plan. What do we do to take on the globalists in this front?
We have to reach critical mass of awareness in the population. How do you do that? Hopefully geoengineeringwatch.org would be a resource for that. There's downloadable flyers you can download for free from Geoengineering Watch, print them locally. Those are extremely helpful to pass on to people so you don't have to go into a big tirade and shut them down by verbally trying to transmit data. So have flyers with you. Hold the community screenings of the some of the presentations on Geoengineering Watch, which you can download and duplicate for free. Nothing's copyrighted for that purpose. Have people over to watch these presentations, share strategy to help share data with others so that each person can then carry the ball forward and expand that fire of awareness out to ever wider parameters. The more of these types of awareness-raising efforts that people engage in directly, the sooner we'll reach critical mass, the sooner media will have to cover this issue, the sooner the population will understand what's been done to them. So this is, if we can reach critical mass, again, this is what has brought our attorneys online. We have attorneys now that realize they're going down with the ship as well. So now they're helping us with our legal efforts pro bono. As people understand the gravity of this issue, the immediacy of the threat, they join the fight in earnest. People from different professions that we need to help bring this to light. So again, it all boils down to a critical mass of awareness in which everybody listening on your show could play a huge part in helping us reach.
And then once we've gained that awareness, are there people, institutions, organizations that need to be pressured?
Yes. In fact, we're doing this here with meteorologists who are helping to hide this issue because, as you correctly stated, in their case, their jobs depend on them towing the line on this issue. All those types of people need to be contacted, need to have data passed on to them, and need to be put on the record that they are denying an issue on which our futures depend. The public will hold them accountable legally, morally, at some point in time. So all those types of people need to be put on notice as well. And again, another aspect with reaching critical mass, Dave, those participating in the programs, especially those in the military, their families, their relatives, will all realize what their military family member is a part of, and at that point, the system starts to erode from the inside out, just like the general who shared with you, just like another general that we both know who's communicated with us, has also done his part to try to help. As these military men and women realize what's happening within the institution of which they're a part, they will refuse to participate. And we need to reach that point of critical mass for that reason.
And what about pressure on government officials?
Absolutely. They need to be put on notice because they're all lying. I mean, I just had an email exchange with Lieutenant Governor of California, Gavin Newsom. I've been in his office and presented data to him and his top aide. They know this is going on. And his denial, when I see those emails, and this is important, when you're CCing a contact or communication with a meteorologist or an elected official or an agency person, CC at least several dozen other people who this information would be relevant to so that they can see the communication, so that the person you're sending the message to, whether it's a meteorologist or an official, so that they know that many other people also now know that they have been made aware of this issue, so they can't claim they didn't know. So you start to generate accountability, and it sends a chill through these people. Once they know they're having a spotlight put on them, that people know they're lying, covering up this crime, it has a very very deep effect.
And I believe that's true on every issue, including this one, Dane. I have found over the years in healthcare policy issues, if they're like cockroaches, if it's dark out and there's no light on them, boy, I'll tell you, they'll take everything you got. On the other hand, when you shed the light of truth on them and they realize that the public is wise to the issue, it doesn't matter how much money's on the other side, how many lobbyists are on the other side. They might not like it. They might hate it. But they're forced to at least semi-address the issue.
I completely, completely agree with that. Same goes with media. You know, we have media people. I just had an exchange with an ABC news anchor, and I CC'd that to a great many other people, including other media people. And with every passing day, we're singling out more of these people, shining a light on the cockroaches, as you correctly stated.
And in fact, there are folks in the government that are not only knowledgeable about this, but realize that this is a plan for implosion of our environment. And in fact, they feel threatened, don't they, if they step forward?
They do, but we need, again, that's where critical mass awareness comes into play. If there's enough cover, they'll be coming from every dark nook and cranny because so many in academia know this is going on already. And again, in regards to the motives behind the aerosol operations, the spraying, many, many motives. It's important people don't think dichotomously about that and put it in this or that category because there's many layers to this onion. And a primary one at this point is all the damage they've done by using the weather as a weapon, as a means of power and control. That, coupled with other forms of human anthropogenic activity damage, has done so much decimation to the climate system that they're simply, at this point, trying to hide the severity of what's unfolding while inflicting even more damage at the same time. They're trying to hide it, keep the populations from panicking until the last moment while they're making preparations the whole time. So this is nothing short of all-out weather biological warfare on the populations and of the globe and the web of life, Dave. So this is something we must face immediately, all of us.
If they stop spraying today, are there ways to reverse what's occurred?
In regards to the planet, mathematically speaking, based on all paleo data, for the planet to return to the hospitable environment we have known in any time frame that matters, we're past the point of return to that state. Can we still salvage a planet that supports life? Let's hope so. Every day that passes with these programs continuing and with the current level of damage continuing diminishes our chances. So the bottom line is we can't know what the final outcome will be, but we do know if we don't act, we have no chance.
Dane, I'd like to thank you for everything that you do, your courage, your tenacity in educating folks on geoengineering and climate engineering. Folks, you can follow Dane at geoengineeringwatch.org. It's a great website chock full of great information. Folks, until next week, this is Dave Janda signing off from our Freedom Bunker. Until next week, dream big and dare to fail.